Seismic maps of Arizona show a number of hot spots, places where earthquakes are relatively common. The far southwest corner of the state, the area northwest of the Grand Canyon, and parts of the Mogollon Rim all registered minor earthquakes in the past 2 years. Few had a magnitude higher than 3.5, but overlay that map with one showing earthquakes throughout history in Arizona, and the picture looks much different. Large parts of the state have experienced earthquakes over the past 150 years, and several had magnitudes of over 7.1. History suggests that while Arizona may not have the potential for massive earthquakes, they are still possible here.
One of the things we hear from so many people is that, boy, I'm glad I'm in Arizona, not California, because there's no earthquakes here.
Lee Allison is the state geologist for Arizona.
It builds in a perhaps false sense of security. You know, hey, we don't have them. We don't have to be thinking about this or preparing. We have them. They're not as often. They may not be as big, but we still have the potential for large, damaging, life-threatening earthquakes in many parts of the state.
Arizona is on ground that is prone to move, just not as much as California, where the San Andreas Fault and many subfaults make for a very seismically active area. Allison says the Golden State is number one for earthquakes in the U.S. It gets all the attention and most of the funding. And Arizona?
Depending on how you want to measure it, Arizona's been listed as the 13th most seismically active state in the country. So when you look at Nevada and Utah and California, much more seismically active, many more earthquakes. They've got federally funded networks with some state participation going on there. We've never had the federal support.
We met Allison at the Tucson offices of the Arizona Geological Survey. They're the state agency in charge of tracking seismic activity in the state. And according to their data, more earthquakes are being detected in Arizona. Lee Allison credits a number of factors for what he calls more accurate earthquake tracking.
We have a statewide network for the first time, but we've had that now for 3 years or so. So why over the last 2 years have we seen these dramatic increases? The same instruments were placed in the same locations. We've brought a seismologist aboard half-time, and she's going through the records and finding the smaller earthquakes. We're covering the entire state geographically, so we now think for the first time in our history we can detect any magnitude 3 earthquake that occurs anywhere in the state. We've never been able to do that before. And we think in most cases we're getting 2.5 and perhaps down to 2, that we think we're getting most of them that occur across Arizona.
The maps we referred to earlier are showing more detail about not only where earthquakes strike, but where the fault systems are in the state. Geologic faults are large fractures in the Earth's crust that are being acted upon by pressure. When they release the pressure and move, earthquakes occur. Lee Allison says Arizona's faults are relatively small and not very seismically active. It's faults from areas outside the state that we have to be worried about.
We've got the San Andreas Fault just west of Yuma. And so the earthquake damages that we've seen historically in Yuma have been not from faults within the state, but from ground shaking on the San Andreas and its subsidiary faults just to the west. And the ground shaking from there, from the Gulf of California, from down in Baja, carries into Yuma.
Another part of the state that's prone to earthquakes is the area known as the Colorado Strip, generally northwest of the Grand Canyon. And earthquakes in that part of the state often come from Utah.
Then across the Colorado Plateau, from the Flagstaff area up past the Grand Canyon up to the Utah border, is at least in modern history where most of the earthquakes have been occurring. We see a variety of fault systems, and we still don't fully understand them, in part because we haven't had the instruments to map all of them and detect where a lot of these faults may be active in the subsurface but have not broken through to the surface yet. And the only way we're going to find them by monitoring small earthquakes. And that fault may only have a big earthquake every 100 years or 200 years or 1,000 years. And we just haven't been here when that's happened.
It's those areas that geologists like Allison are particularly concerned about. Southern Arizona, for example, has the characteristics of other seismically active areas, but actual earthquakes there are relatively rare.
The southern part of Arizona is in the Basin and Range Province, and that's where the mountains are being pushed up, the valleys are dropping down. It's very similar to what we see in the western half of Utah and parts of eastern California. Those are seismically active areas in those other states. It's surprisingly quiet seismically in the Basin and Range Province in Arizona, and we're not quite sure exactly why.
Southern Arizona has experienced a major earthquake in the past 150 years. Allison says a 7-plus magnitude quake struck just south of the U.S.-Mexico border in 1887. A ground fissure opened up for miles, and when geologists excavated around the fissure, they found that quakes of that size happened there about every 2,000 years.
That 1887 quake did damage across southern Arizona, some damage in Phoenix. It was felt all the way to Albuquerque. So if it occurred today, it would cause significant damage across the whole populated, heavily populated part of Arizona and probably across the region.
Earthquake prediction is not precise. Even geologists say there's little they can do to predict when, where, and how big they'll be. State geologist Lee Allison says the better term for trying to understand when and where earthquakes will hit is forecasting. And for that, he's betting on the state's network of sensors.
It tells us for the first time where the earthquakes are occurring that have been going on for a long time that we didn't know about. And we've seen it. Now that we have the instruments, we have the scientists who can interpret the records, we're seeing there's a lot more earthquakes going on across Arizona than anyone ever knew about or that we might have expected. So if we can determine where the hazard exists, then we can make better informed decisions about how much risk we're willing to take on or where we're willing to assign that risk. And if we start seeing that, hey, there's an area out here where there's a lot of low-level seismic activity that we hadn't known about, let's evaluate that hazard and see how much risk there might be. And we might say, you know, that's not a good place to build some critical facility or a dam or a power plant or to put my house or something like that. So if we can provide that information, then we can all make better informed decisions.
You can see maps detailing Arizona's seismicity, including where and when earthquakes have struck recently and historically. It's at our website. Just go to azpm.org and click on the radio page. I'm Mark Dugan for Arizona Spotlight.